All
And
right,
we're live.
We should be good.
Cool.
Should
I got the wavelengths. Well, the small ones, but, you know, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, I have it a little further away from me. Your friend, you know, Marcus, made me very self-conscious about when he had commented on a video. He was just like, oh, your gain is really strong. I was like, that's when I was like, mind your business. But I was like, no, he's probably right. When I listened to it, I was like, I am a little loud. So now I have the mic a little further away from me.
It comes and goes. Oh, he commented on the streaming?
I think so. Yesterday was somebody did the same exact thing. I'm still trying to get it together. So people expect a little too much. So yesterday I was on and like literally, I don't know, 10 minutes before I ended my actual stream, somebody got on and was like, oh, by the way, your game audio is way too high, so we really can't pick up what you're saying on the mic, and it sounds nasty. And I was like, where was this like an hour and a half ago? Like, I said thank you, and then I fixed it.
Why didn't people say anything?
The problem was that I had my TV. Like, usually I take off the audio from the TV because the audio comes through the headphones.
Oh, I see.
I forgot to do that, and I was watching WandaVision, and they speak so low, I had to put it up really high.
Right.
And then, so when I jumped on to Call of Duty, I just never took off the audio.
Oh, I see. Mm. Okay.
So
I
was
always adjusting the volume. I'm always adjusting it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Because you want to be able to hear people. Like, if I'm in a game lobby, I want to hear people way louder than I do on
than the actual game.
Yeah, the actual game. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang.
That's true.
Yeah, I was just talking with, I think you were part of that conversation too, when, I like it. I prefer it that way. I want the game audio to come from the TV and in my headphones. I just want to hear my team, you know,
oh,
my people.
Okay.
I don't know. Everybody said it's weird. Everybody fucking likes to have it. Like, all the audio in here. Like, we were playing with the crowd, right? Remember? I think it was like last week. And Lopez was in there too. I guess they were getting feedback from my TV. But it wasn't my fucking TV at all because it ended up being his anyway. But we were talking and he's like, well, who's got their game audio coming out of the TV? And I was just like, oh yeah, that's just me. And it made it sound like I was the fucking weird one because I'm like,
yeah,
no, I want this shit going on. Because otherwise, I mean, it shouldn't matter. But I mean, you sound like a fucking crazy person. Because if I'm in my apartment and nothing is going on in here except for me screaming, like,
oh,
get the fuck
yelling?
Out of here. You're just yelling. Like, somebody's going to call the cops. Like, what the fuck is going on in there? Because they can't hear that you're playing a video game or some shit, you know?
That's actually legit. Me, every time I haven't done it just since I got finally. So this week has gone well for the sleeping schedule. But when we used to be in those 2 a.m., 3 a.m. lobbies, I used to be screaming. And I'm like, I have very passive neighbors that nobody tells me anything. Nobody like bangs on the wall. Yeah,
exactly.
Because I'm yelling. There's nothing on the TV. So it is just really me yelling.
Just the sound of somebody just screaming in their apartment.
Like that guy that was on our last week streaming, if you guys all heard it, your neighbor that was
oh,
yelling.
Oh, yeah. He was just yelling. Like, it's like, oh, fuck, all right. And I was the same way. I'm like, all right, that's like, it doesn't bother me, but like, I don't want to be the guy that's like, you know, being the dick, because I don't know. I think maybe my neighbors are probably passive too, so they won't say anything.
Yeah.
But I still, you know, just don't want to be that person. I think it's kind of shitty.
You kind of don't want to be that. People keep calling me. Want to be that asshole reporting everybody. Like, it's too. I actually got an email yesterday from my, because we get like the daily updates of our building.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And it said it's
damn. I wish
quiet.
I got those fucking things. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I forget what they call them. Like the daily, daily digest. That's what it is. Daily digest. It said it's been quiet in our community, so nothing much to. And I was just, I read be quiet because I knew I had the TV loud, and I was like, who the fuck are they talking to?
Because you just skimmed it really quick and you just saw be quiet.
Yeah. Then I went back to the email. I was like, oh, it's been quiet. Oh, that's my fault. I shouldn't be.
Well, into that. Hey, at least they email you. Ours has our building manager, so he'll just like post like the memo of whatever's going on, like in the elevator. And I stopped using the elevator. I just take the stairs because I'm only three flights up. So unless I'm like carrying heavy shit, I just take the stairs. So mm-hmm. I'll miss them. Or I think lately he hasn't even been doing it because they started, I think, remodeling or some shit on one of the apartments on my floor. And I'm doing freaking online classes. So I'm in the middle of a class and all of a sudden I start hearing a saw and like hammering and all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I open my door and there's like, they laid out like paper and shit because they're like in a paint and they're bringing in like they're taking in and bringing out like fucking, you know, busted up shit from the other apartment or whatever the hell it is. I was like, no memo, no nothing. So thanks a lot. He used to put up like things like, and for a while this was happening all the time. Like they're always shutting the water off. They're like, oh, for maintenance. And it was just like every other day. I'm like, what the fuck? How much maintenance does it need? I mean,
like
every
completely or just like the hot water?
Completely. No, just they're like, yeah, we're going to shut the water off from like 11 a.m. to 4. So good luck. I'm like, it's like, did you forget what's going on right now? I mean, you're just going to shut the fucking thing off. People are just sitting around. But it's gotten better. This literally happened this week and it was like freaking annoying. I just think, so you have a nicer building manager and a better system than we do. Ours is like literally
the old school method of like. Yeah, I do like that they do that. The whole like, they let us know in advance if somebody like, oh, we're doing pest control. These are the days that people will be on like on your floor and in your apartment. So I'm like, cool, I have company for the first time. So they got to clean up.
Oh God. Yeah, for real. I had to clean up my apartment a little bit too. Not even because I was having company, but I was just like, it's getting kind of a little messy in here. I think it's time to clean up a little.
I see that you got the, you guys at home can't see it, but you got the curtains.
Dude, finally, right? Yeah, I got the curtains, man. These are fucking great. They're even a little bit too much. So.
Too long or?
No, they're super dark. It's really awesome. It really blocks out the light completely. Like, because, you know, on the package, it'll say, like, you know, light blocking, whatever. And it said, like, 98% or something. And I kind of read it. Yeah. But, like, I kind of read it and it was like, nah, you know, 98%. You know, it's just like a fucking, it's a marketing thing. Yeah. But I threw these on. And by the way, like I said, I bought one because I thought it came as a set. And it cost, like, I think $60 for one of them. So, I don't know. Because I never bought curtains before. I just figured like, oh, it probably must come with two. And it was in a fucking really thick, big package. I mean, they are like the oversized ones that like draped to the floor. But it was a pretty big package. So I figured it was two. So I came home. I fucking put up the curtain rod and all this stuff. I set up the, what's it called? You know, whatever. I put the brackets up and I put the rod up and I put up the, the one and I open the package for the curtain and I start opening it up and I was like, son of a fucking bitch, I've been fucking all this goddamn time. So I still had to go back to Target and get a second one, but yeah, they're up. And
it looks like wool, like it looks very tough.
It's really soft. It's really not bad. I don't remember what the material is, but I mean, you know, it's nice. But these things are so fucking dark that in the mornings when like my alarm goes off, well, I mean, I wake up before the sunrise anyway, but like when it is, you know, like today I woke up later because it's Saturday. So I woke up at like 7 and like you open your eyes and it's still like pitch dark in the room because this shit blocks out all the light. Because I got another one on I have one more like little window right there, but that shit's also fucking blocked out.
Yeah.
Because it works better for the freaking the lighting and shit. And it's just funny because like in the morning it's like you don't really realize that it's daytime because you open your eyes and it's like still pitch black and you look at your phone, you're like, oh fuck, it's 7 a.m. never mind. I gotta get up now.
See, I was thinking about getting a curtain because I have blinds, so blinds. Even if you shut them, light's still gonna light get still through, comes
through.
So I was thinking of getting curtains, but I was just like, it's a laziness thing. It's just like,
buy two. Just buy two when you do finally do it.
You would think that they would come in sets.
I fucking thought so anyway.
But it's true. It's because I've never bought in curtains. Even growing up, my mom would make the curtains. So we never really like bought curtains.
Like she would sew them like from scratch?
Yeah, because she's a
seamstress.
Yeah. I always just said she works in a factory. But yeah, she's always had like material left over, so and she's always had access to like a machine. So
nobody's actually. I wasn't just sitting there fucking for years. Putting it together, it's like, all right, curtains are done. All right, now the other one. fuck.
No, yeah, and she always used to. She used to have her own machine as well. I think I bought her one. That's just a lot of gifts that I've gotten that she doesn't use.
Oh my dude, tell me about it. I'm not gonna get into that. All the gifts that I bought from her family. That, like, yeah, I'll forget it. Honestly, though, recently there's been a slight turn. So I'm sure. I don't know if it's happened for you yet. Now they're actually. My dad was always pretty good with it, but my mom, like, I would always, you know, you buy her shit and then it would just kind of like sit there. The only thing that I bought that she actually wears around is like a Pandora bracelet, which I bought like years ago, right? And I was just like, this, because that was the last thing, like, that was the last straw. I was like, I'm going to buy her this thing. And if she doesn't wear it, I'm not fucking nothing else ever again except for flowers, because, like, no, I'm done. Yeah. But, I don't know. So I went to the mall and I bought it. It was, I think it was, so it was for her birthday with like two charms, I think it was. Cause like you buy it's, you buy those.
Oh,
those,
that's right. Cause you buy the, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You buy just like, you can buy the individual bracelet and you can keep adding the charms. Yeah. So I bought her the thing and like two charms, I think. And then since then she's actually worn it. And I was like, okay, well at least she likes that one. So I know what to get her now in the future.
I've thought about buying that one time as a gift for a female that I fancied. But it was that got me. It was like, yeah, you can buy the bracelet and it's already kind of expensive. The charms don't come with it. You have to buy the, like, maybe it'll come with one or eight. And I was like,
oh no, yeah.
It doesn't come with it. I was like, no, I don't want this.
When I went to Pandora, I was like, I asked the lady, cause I didn't see them on the, in the display case or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, where are those bracelets with the charms and stuff? So she was like, oh, they're right over here. So she pulls it out and like has the bracelet there. I was like, yeah, okay, I'll take that. What about like, yeah, where are all the charms though? And she's like, oh, those are sold separately, like $40 a piece. She's like, what?
It's like, what? It's,
oh fuck. And I was like, all right, fine. I guess.
A gift that you have to buy more gifts for. In a way, it's good though.
In a way, it's good because now it's like, I mean, hers is already like loaded up, so I don't even think I can't even piggyback off of that anymore. But like, yeah, had it not been that way, you can be like, oh, well, I'll just get you a couple
here's
more.
Another
charms.
One, right?
Yeah, here's another one.
This one, I gave you the foundation.
Yeah,
you have to build from it. Well, I want to get into
that fucking
first story. Oh, well, actually, which one? I'm gonna let you choose which one. I already told
you. Well, they both actually sounded really cool. The second one though. 3D printing.
The 3D food. Printer. Technology is a bitch, isn't it?
Dude, but like, I'm so on the fence about 3D printers. Because I know they're good, but like, I don't trust them. I don't know. Something about it.
It seems unnatural.
And what's this material? What's the material that you have to buy? You know?
Oh, I don't even... I guess depending on what you want to make, to be honest, because the food thing, I was seeing that it was like, it was made up of like grains and the steak. I had heard that they're now, this meat that they're producing out of this is like cow tissue or something like that. It's like, wait, it's what? Actual ingredients as if you would make a recipe, I'm guessing. And then it's because it's not, that's what they would use as the ink. Because obviously they're not going to use, like, you know, cyan or whatever the other fucking, magenta. I don't think they're going to be using those kind of cartridges.
Oh, I don't know. That's already too complicated for me.
So it would be actual ingredients. It would just be like, I would imagine like pods. You just put all these pods of like oregano, maybe. I don't know. And then just,
that's so weird though. But like the meat thing, that's so wild. Because if you have to, well, what are the ingredients that you have to buy for the meat? Because if that's, I mean, if it's that complicated, you know, why don't you just go to the store?
That's what I'm saying. If we're putting these ingredients into a machine, why not just make it? You already have the ingredients at that point.
Yeah, like that's crazy. That's wild. I don't know if,
let me look up what they did.
I'd try it. Would you try it, you think?
So this is where I run into a dilemma, because the other thing was that it was like people were going to be like, oh, well, it's, you know, you're not harming animals.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it's like vegan free or like friendly.
No horse shit. They got to get that stuff from somewhere. There's no way.
That's what I it's too good to be. It's like the beyond me. I don't know if you.
Yeah. Have you? I was about to say that the impossible.
I have not. I've wanted to, either. But I'm just like, it's just the trust thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
because people that have tried it are like, you sure this isn't me? Are you positive? Because it tastes a lot like me.
I don't know. I don't trust it. And I've been to, since that came out, I've gone by like BK, because they have it there. You can get the Impossible Whopper. But I'm just like, no, I think I'll stick with the regular. Thanks anyway.
I haven't gone there just because I was like, I don't think BK should be my introduction to, like, if they do have one. I don't think. I probably want to go somewhere where I kind of like, yeah, I can see that.
But like everybody has it. Imagine having fucking caught that wave, you know? Because I remember hearing about this shit before it like blew up, before they got on like all these restaurant menus and stuff. Like even BK, because I think BK was like the big like commercial breakthrough probably. Because they were already selling in local grocery stores and like just selling out all the time. And then they fucking went, I guess, national or whatever the terminology is. And now it's like everywhere.
I wish I had the story, but there was like a story of like, I think a woman suing, I don't know if it was BK specifically, but I want to say it was, because they had made that burger, the Impossible Burger, on like the same place that they had made the regular burgers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the cross contamination.
Oh, the cross contamination.
Yeah. So they were like, you know, you lied or whatever. I was just like, eh, is it that big of a deal? I don't know. What do they say? It's like, it's supposed to burn off.
If when you cook it, the contamination burns off. Yeah, bacteria dies.
It's gonna be okay.
But it's also all plants.
Yeah. So I don't. I was trying to see what they just don't go into the. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong place. They didn't go into the specifics of the stuff that they used to like print it out.
Mm-hmm.
But. I kind of would. I'm looking at it here. Unless this is a piece of an actual steak, they just use as the
it's probably exactly what they did. Sons of
advertising. It looks like a regular steak. I would have this right next to some mashed potatoes or.
What are you looking at? Some 3D printed mashed potatoes.
Oh no! This is just a whole 3D. I think that would be easy to make, but. Because honestly, I get that. I don't know if you enjoy cooking. Like, I know you cook. I just don't know if you enjoy
I do, actually. I don't mind it, yeah.
3D. Because some people don't. Some people want to, like, actually have home-cooked meals, but they just don't want to go through the, go to the grocery store.
It is a pain in the ass. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It is, like, if I just had, honestly, I would cook even way more than I already do if I had somebody to wash the dishes. I hate doing fucking
just that alone.
Just that. Like, I don't mind fucking, you know, chopping shit and, you know, finding things out. Because I don't mind trying the new stuff. But, goddamn, fucking washing dishes is the biggest pain in the dick. I hate it. And I have a dishwasher. But it's like, it's all just like mostly for me. So, like, I'm not just going to keep reusing the dishwasher for like, you know, fucking.
And you kind of can't do it every night. I mean, if you think about the pods also. Yeah, you can't do it every.
Yeah, exactly.
Every night. So you have to clean those by hand, and you do maybe like a weekly one where it's like, okay, today I did a lot, or just like.
I've been trying a new system as like, I try to find in those little windows where like, you know, it's cooking on one side, or like I got like two things going, and I'm like, all right, if I'm like a small window, I'll like start cleaning shit really quick, so like it's all like part of the same process. So that there's like, you know what I mean? As little amount of like shit to clean up when I'm done actually eating. So that's like a little bit of.
So like if you're already done chopping the onions and now they're just like in the skillet, just
or whatever,
like,
all right, let me wash this plate real quick, or let me clean the cutting board or whatever the fuck.
I've done that before and let something burn too. It's like, 1 second. I'm just
No, the food's got the priority. I'll leave the water on and I'll be like, hold on. Oh no, I gotta fucking change it. Hold on.
And I just got a Brita. So now it makes it even impossible for me to, because now it takes a little bit more room.
The water filter or the
Brita
girl
filter.
From?
Oh, I no, the Brita filter.
Oh, dang. Shoot.
Somebody recently, not that I cared much about feeling bad that I was buying bottled water, but it was becoming a hassle because I've been drinking more water. So I have to get, it's like more than every week, like more frequently than just once a week that I have to buy a packet of water. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I might as well just get a Brita.
I don't know, man. I still buy the bottled water. I haven't. I probably should, though. I should probably get a Brita.
No, well, much not like this, I don't trust it, to be honest with you.
Right. Because at least from the bottled water, you feel like you're getting this product. When it's like the Brita, it's just kind of like, well, it's coming out of the same fucking. That's the same shit. I don't know.
But I don't know. It's just like, it's hard for me to believe that. The water that just came out of the tap instantly was able to be like made it into purified water. It's just like, it's very tough to believe, but I believe it. I felt the same. Because I now bought it and I'm committed, but and I'm gonna drink
it. I like on my waters. Oh, like I got one right here. I like on my water where how it says natural fucking spring water, because that's the shit you want.
When you see the mountains,
dude, that's where the water comes from. What do you mean? And Fiji, yeah. Well, Fiji's like the best shit ever, in my opinion.
That's what I mean. When you see them, you're like, I trust this product.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're giving you something. You're like, yeah, this is a nice like $4 bottle of water. I trust where my money is going with this. Absolutely. Also, spring water is the better stuff to drink. Also, too. Anyway, there's a whole entire podcast you can listen. There's a fellow you can listen to who talks all about it. He's actually a water sommelier. I don't know if I talked about that with you.
No,
I think I heard him. Yeah, there's this dude. He's in LA. I learned about this dude a long ass time ago. He's a German guy who, so you know, like the other wine sommeliers that, you know, can detect the hidden notes and all the different shit.
The oaky afterbirth and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And but this guy is a water sommelier, and I was like, most people when you first hear that, you're like, what the fuck is this, like, racket? What is this bullshit water sommelier? But it's actually true. And then he really gets into it. I forget his name, but if anyone's really interested, you can literally Google water sommelier and he'll come up.
I'm pretty sure there's not a lot of those roaming around.
There's probably more than you would think, but he's like the number one out of however many there are in the world, maybe seven. But he's like number one, and he really talks about it. And one of the biggest takeaways that I got from him was that spring water is better for you because it's not tampered with. Like purified water is fine, but because they like process it basically, and they basically extract all the good things that are in there already, like the minerals and electrolytes and all that stuff from purified water. But when you just get natural spring water, it's already got all that shit in there. So that's why, like, there's a big thing about smart water. They're like, smart water is not actually really smart at all. And that's one of the things he pointed out, is like, they purify the water and then they add electrolytes, when if you hadn't done it in the first place, it would already contain it. So, you know? So it's like a whole big, you know, horseshit thing. And then once
you pay extra for a process that was not
for
needed.
An unnecessary process, basically, yeah. And then that's why, like, shit like Fiji, for example, which is really good, is cost as much as it does, is because it already contains all like really good minerals, and like it's already got electrolytes in it. So they just, you know, bottle it to source and fucking send it from, I think, New Zealand or fucking Fiji, obviously the islands. And what's it called?
That's crazy that even water here is like, it's not at a flat rate. Like, no water is the same, where it's like every bottled water is completely different.
You know, there was I was reading something a couple of years ago about this kind of shit where things like this kind of water, like, you know, the cheapest shit you get. I think it was like a story on Nestle, because, you know, they have their purified water shit.
Yeah.
And they were saying that technically they can't charge you for water. So what you're paying for is the bottle, because it's, you know, you got to pay for the plastic for the container and all that shit. That's how damn, I wish I remembered more about the article, but that's how sort of they were able to get around charging.
That's how
people,
they get you, to buy their product. Yeah, because like, you're not buying the actual.
Yeah, exactly. Because it started before it was at like 99 cents, and people were like, you know, obviously buying it up like crazy. Yeah. And then they upped the price to like 120, like 129 or 149 or whatever. And there was like some kind of thing going on where people were like, that's fucking crazy. Why are you charging so much? And they're saying, it's not because of the water, it's because the price for the plastic or whatever has gone up. So we have to increase the price for this and all this bullshit. And I was like, it sounds like a whole bunch of bullshit.
I did not know that.
It was a few years ago. And it was right around the time where I started learning about water. So it kind of like fit right in. You know, they got their algorithms working. So they're like, keep shoveling this kind of shit for them. And
I've always hated water. So I didn't,
they're really,
whatever,
you know, they're,
was in front of me.
I don't know. There really is a difference. Like Fiji, I think, is the best. It's like the cleanest one, I feel like. And then once I had not had, you know, Dasani?
Yes, that apparently everybody hates.
It's fucking disgusting, bro. Like, once you realize it, because if you try, like, literally just, if you, so go buy like two packs of the Fiji water, right? just drink just that, and then go drink a fucking bottle of Dasani. You're gonna notice how fucking disgusting it is. Yeah, it's fucking terrible. But then once you have that, it kind of ruins a lot of stuff. Like Evian, I hate Evian. That shit is disgusting.
Is that the like the grayish?
It's the French one. It's like a blue. The cap is like light blue, and it's got like mountains on there.
I think yeah. With red writing. I can see the logo now. Yeah.
That shit fucking terrible. I hate it. Because once I talked to my family about it, I just talked to my parents. I was just like, natural spring water is better. And I started telling them. And obviously they looked at me like I'm a fucking piece of shit. Like, oh, you know what you're talking about. And I was like, yeah, what do I know? Fuck it. But they started. Oh, it says I'm muted now. Oh, yeah, that's for the Zoom thing. Never mind. We're good.
I was like, what? It's like, hey.
No, because the prompt from Zoom came up like, oh, you're muted. But I got off track. Anyway, so she started buying it, I guess maybe to shut me up, and started buying Evian and Fiji. And they started noticing, oh, you know what? It is kind of better, blah, blah, blah. But my mom like kind of stayed more towards Evian. I was like, ugh, shit's gross.
Yeah, I don't. Everybody has different
taste. You will. Trust me. Just buy a.
I'm sure it's just like it's such a one of those things that I'm just like, all right, just because the best water to me is like after you're completely exhausted. Destroyed from something, yeah, you just drink that water. Nice. It's like,
and you know, not even room temp, just a little cold. You know,
a little cold. Like, yeah, perfect. Because I was listening to. Another podcast, and they were talking about like the best water for them growing up was the one out of the hose. Like
I've after done you're that.
Done. Yeah. Oh, and man. I'm like, that's absolutely true. Like after you're done, you didn't care where the water was coming from. You just
fucking water. Just put it in my fucking face. Yeah, like we'd be playing football and like basketball and shit on the streets, and they're like, it's like in Miami too, you know, and it's like hot as balls. And you just fucking, oh, I need water. It's like, oh, there's a fucking water fountain. Or not a fountain, a little water hose right there. Fuck it, crank it on. And you just fucking drink out of the hose and go keep playing. It tasted kind of gross, but you know, fuck it. You didn't give a shit.
But as a kid, you were just like, you didn't care.
Immune system can handle this. Fuck it.
And I think that's what made our immune system stronger.
There you go.
To be honest. Right. Which now, I don't know. With everything going on, this is going to be bad.
There's a lot of people that missed out on it last year getting to play outside.
There was something that I had read or at least I saw about when we go back to like functioning society.
Did you just see that right now? Because I had a... I don't mean to cut you up. Because I saw that like there was like a... Apple News highlight or whatever.
I didn't look at those anymore.
It
was about like, you know, because we've been essentially self-quarantined ourselves and been around only like a select few for, you know, either at work or the people that you decide to, that you trust and you're like, we're not going to get it. Mm-hmm. When we do go back to like the masses of like everyone, for those that don't already go to like the grocery store that's like that or like to the gym, that's like, because I go to the gym like I don't know around 6-ish, which is like rush hour.
God, I so can't wait for the gyms to open. Yeah,
I'm like used to that, but they're saying for the people that have not been doing that and have been like extra cautious and actually following the whole stay at home, when we go back to it, it's going to be like a shovel straight to their fucking immune system, because they haven't been around just normal bacteria, just like every day you fucking shaking a hand or sitting next to some, like imagine like the metro. You know, like you haven't sat around and it's disgusting. Especially like LA transportation, fucking I grew up on that, it's disgusting. But you're not used to that anymore because you self-quarantine, that when you get back, boom,
it's like now you do have to go back to your office and you have to ride the bus to get over there.
Yeah,
you get like punched in the face with this all these germs.
That's not even like COVID related. It's just regular germs.
Yeah, it's just regular shit that you were used to, but since you've been away from it now, sort of gotten a little bit weaker to it. It's rough.
So I'm kind of excited to see that, just cause for the people. I don't know, because I was like, is it really gonna take a toll? Because I don't think I'll experience that, just because again, like I go to the grocery store, go to the gym, so I've been around people. Yeah, enough to be like,
because there are absolutely people like that. There's, I have one of the people that lives on my floor like that, that since this thing started, they're fucking complete shut-ins. They still, like, to this day, get all their shit delivered, their groceries. And I only know this because when I go out, I see, like, they have, like, you know.
Oh, the boxes?
The boxes from Amazon, CVS. They get the you know, the grocery bags from, like, Ralph's and shit. It's all out there. Yeah. Like, and they're so fucking freaked out about it. It's like, if, like, I'll be waiting. Like, I'll walk. So it's like, you know, I got to turn left to go to the, to take the stairs. The elevator is right here. And their apartment is right next to where the elevator is. So no matter what, I got to pass by. Yeah. So sometimes they'll be coming out. And I'll just, like, minding my own business, walking by. And they're like, you know, get scared. And, like, kind of look back. And I'm like, God, calm. You're going to fucking die in, like, 2 seconds from it. Calm down. I'm wearing
that logistically is the worst place for them to be, just because it's a heavy traffic area too.
I'm just like, you know what, whatever, it's, if that's how you're gonna live your life, bro, what are you gonna do?
I know, it's, I don't know, we'll see when we get that's, there, but
they're at that level of, like, you know, not overcorrection, but like just whatever. I don't even want to.
What was that? That was that one movie, Cloverfield, the most recent one.
I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it though, because I saw the first one. Okay. I didn't really like it. So, like, because the second one's with John Goodman, right?
Yes. Terrific.
You know what? I think I did. Great. See, I fucking love John Goodman, man. That guy's fucking, you know, the Big Lebowski. Fucking crushed it. Man. Fucking crushed it, bro. He's hilarious. Oh my god, he's like the best Vietnam vet, bro. He's so fucking funny. I love his outbursts and everything. Like,
every little thing that he does in there.
Everything he does in there is hilarious. Oh my god. Pulls out a fucking a whole fucking 1911, pulls the shit on it, like, Mark and fucking Giro.
Oh, but yeah, in that movie, fuck, I didn't want to spoil it. But there's a great scene that I'm trying to make the point of, but I don't want to spoil it for you. But
oh no, you can spoil it. I mean, it's not. Okay. Next time I see it somewhere, I'll definitely watch it. But like, I don't think it's on anything right now.
So like towards the end or whatever, because they shut themselves in because of, like, you know, aliens or whatever, and it's contaminated outside. Like, if you go outside, you're gonna die.
Okay.
So they go, like, finally, I forget the actress name. She came out like in the 50 Shades of Grey.
I know who you're talking about.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, she's in that? Oh, I didn't know.
She's in that. Yeah. So she makes it finally, like, outside. And then long and behold, she doesn't die. She, like, it's funny to see her take the breath and she's like, and she's like,
Oh, so
I'm still here. that's how I feel. Like, people will emerge.
That's from what they'll those.
Yeah. They'll be like,
shove them outside. They're like, oh my god, like, oh, I'm not dead.
Everything's still intact.
I think maybe I have seen it. Maybe it's just been a while. I don't know. Because there was a point where
I haven't liked the other ones, but that one I liked, I think, because of the cast. Like, her and John.
There's only two,
and there's
though,
another
right?
guy. There's another guy in it as well.
There's only two Cloverfields, though, right?
Yeah, but I think they've made, like, spinoffs of, like, they're, like, prequels or something to something else. I don't know. That whole universe. The only universe I care about is Marvel Universe, so I don't get into that one.
You're not interested in the Arrowverse?
Arrowverse? What is that?
Like, the CW stuff.
Oh.
Like the DC kind of shit.
Oh, No, even though I just, right before we got on, I watched the new, the Justice League Snyder Cut Mother Box, like, trailer. They have another trailer that came out.
Oh, another trailer. I thought, like, the thing was out, the actual
No,
film.
March 18th.
Not yet, right? March 18th. Oh, so we have a date. March 18th.
Yeah. I just watched that trailer, and I was just like, it's kind of a waste of time. Because I thought I was going to get excited about something, and I was just like, kind of a waste of 2 minutes that whoever put this together. Sorry that you guys had to waste all that time, because I was like, I didn't get anything out of that. And it made me actually realize even more that I really do not like who they chose as a Flash.
Oh, that kid?
Yeah.
Oh, I think. Didn't he, like, beat up an old lady or something like that?
Who, the actor?
Yeah. There was something going on with him. I don't know. I think it was something along those lines, like beating up an old lady. I don't know. I'm just kidding, but it's like, I don't know what happened. This is what I heard.
He just tarnished his reputation.
No, he did it to himself, apparently. Let me see. I didn't know what was going on. I just heard about that. And I was like, I'm not going to even look into it. I think I saw the headline. And I was like, okay. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, I just don't think he was the right guy that they should have casted for that role.
It's a tough spot, man. The Flash.
It is. It's just his personality doesn't go. And I get what they were trying to do. They were trying to give him like that.
But you mean from the Justice League, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the kid from the Flash, the show, at least on CW, I think he's doing right.
No, I saw him in a couple things. Because I think I saw like I don't want to say a full episode, but I saw like scenes
mm-hmm.
where he was. I thought if anything, they should have brought him into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was always like wondering. I was like, why don't you just use like some of these guys? I mean, but you know, then there's a whole fucking business behind that whole shit too that nobody wants to fucking get into, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why they I don't know what's going on. I think I talked a little bit while I was streaming about that, about like the actors and like Justice League in general, just DC in general, has obviously they have very good villains and superheroes. Like no one's gonna be able to take that away from them, but their delivery has been just completely not like Marvel that went and did the original like origin stories for each one and then put them together. And they went the opposite route. They introduced everybody and then tried to do origin stories. But it's just, I don't know. I haven't liked the way they've been presenting these movies in general.
I think that was really just for the other characters though, right? Because at least for Batman and Super, well, like the main guys, let's be honest, right? Like they did
it. Yeah, those are the two big. Stories. Like everybody knows them.
But then, like, yeah, where Marvel did it as they did all the actual individual like storylines of the Avengers first, and then they did the Avengers. They did Batman, Superman, and then they're like Justice League, and then here's Wonder Woman, here it is, Aquaman, and then fucking Cyborg. Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry, I was trying to see if if this allegation was true. I can't.
I don't know. It was something. He had some trouble somewhere. Because you know, nowadays, every time something happens with like an actor, they're like immediately fucking throwing it up and like, he's a piece of shit. He threw his fucking chewing gum wrapper on the sidewalk when the trash can was right there. Cancel him.
Yeah, I mean, he's had apparently run-ins with fans. Last year they tried to cancel him as well. Oh yeah, he did choke. It's like
choke
a woman here. Choke. It looks like he's choking a woman.
Oh my god!
Not trying to confirm her age. Maybe you were right.
I don't know what an elderly it was. Something woman. About an old lady, and I was like, Jesus Christ! It's one thing to like, you know, obviously, it's one thing to for
people it literally to be upset that about, is
like,
the
shit like.
That is the picture of him doing this. Not even
Jesus
like
Christ.
Another kind of like literally the definition of choking, just like doing this over here.
What happened though? You know, I just want to know what happened. It's not like he's just going up to old ladies and just choking them because he's bored. No. He's like, you know, we're done filming. We just wrapped for the season. I'm going to go fucking choke out an old lady or some shit.
I don't know. Apparently they first looked like they were just joking around. But then maybe it went too far. It does not look good.
sounds I wish private. I could send this to you,
I'm gonna go ahead and just drop this.
Let's not anything further into it.
If anything, this is a great place to to cut for a quick ad break.
Quick.
So we'll be right back. Everybody reflect on the fact that he just choked. Well, this happened last year anyway, so let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, this is old news, but just let it marinate with you for a little while.
And we'll be right back.
Are you still watching The Office?
No.
Because it's off of Netflix?
I guess. I guess because that was just the place that I went to go watch it. I didn't really think about it like that way. But yeah, that's true. Now I don't know
when I will watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think you'll ever get Peacock just for The Office?
So I saw when this first came, I didn't know what it was. It sounded really weird, Peacock. And I was just like, what is, I thought it was like the pita
horrible,
kind of thing. And then I thought like, oh, it makes sense because ABC and NBC.
Yeah, they have, their logo is a peacock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was, the reason why, it's just The Office wasn't, nobody hate on this, but The Office just wasn't strong enough for me to be like, I am going to go to this streaming service just for that. Because I have, I've bought actual DVDs of The Office. So I have DVDs, like seasons of it. But I was just like, for me to go and subscribe, because I don't know how much it is, to be honest.
I have no idea.
But they do have great shows, though. So I was like, let me see what else they add to the service, and then I'll think about it.
They had their idea is if they give you, like, you know, the first episode of the season, that it'll hook you and you'll subscribe to their thing. Because I tried watching whatever that new show was with David Schwimmer, where he's like NSA, and he goes to, I think he goes to England as like, he's like, so he's an American like NSA agent, and he goes to England to like help MI6 or whatever the hell it is. But it's like a sitcom thing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But it's like a funny show, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know that that's what they were doing. So I was like, all right, well, let me give it a try, because it said free. So I was like, okay, cool. So I fired it up. And I'm watching the show, and I was like, all right, you know, it's okay. Let's see where else this goes after the first episode. And then it's like, oh, subscribe to continue watching. I was like, you motherfuckers. And then I just fucking shut that shit off and never thought about it again. But
I don't know, but the pilot of a lot of shows that at least I like are, yeah, they're rough. Even The Office. The Office has their first first season.
The season, yeah. The whole season.
It's rough.
But, I that's exactly it. So I saw the pilot, and it was alright, because I saw like where they were going with it. And I was like, it has some stuff. It'll be funny, you know. It'll pick up, but I was definitely not committed enough to subscribe to their whole fucking now. Yeah. But I did get Peacock though from a friend,
from other sources.
So now I have. So I do now have Peacock, and I'm literally, the only thing I'm watching on there is The Office and like Parks and Rec and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is not bad.
So Parks and Rec was the other one that I was like, let me think about it as well.
Dude, Parks and Rec.
And
is
then, because so, Ron, Scher,
really.
Ron alone, just.
My spirit animal. Ron Swanson. Yes. The greatest.
Oh,
the fucking greatest.
Oh, Brooklyn Nine-Nine actually is one of my faves. What's it? Captain Holt?
Yeah,
it's the reason he is. I one day wish to be exactly the way he is. A lot of my personality is nice and just.
But like, don't you
no excitement.
What about, and the chick that's always trying to please him? Amy. Is it Amy? I'm still new to it, so I'm still learning everybody's names.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty great show. Like, I didn't know that it was this good, because it was I got onto it because it was actually one of my assignments for school. So it's pretty great. So the teacher was like, oh, yeah. So we're doing, it's called scene study for TV comedy. So he like will suggest like, oh, we're going to do like, you know, single cam or multicam. And then he'll suggest shows like, all right, so check this out. And this way you learn like the pacing of these kinds of shows, the things that we're going to discuss in class. And so one of the things that he brought up was like, you know, all right, so watch this and this and this, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine was one of them. I was like, you know what, all right, I'll give it a shot. Fucking hilarious, great show. It's pretty funny. And I just, every time that the chick Amy tries to go and like talk to the captain, and she's always like trying to like get a reading of like how his mood is, or she's just like, oh, I think he likes me today, and they're just like, how do you know, what are you talking about? And he's just always just very fucking boop.
Yeah, it's great. Because they have the scene of him where it's like, he's unreadable, and then he's on the phone, and he's like, that was the funniest thing I've ever
heard. That's hilarious. He's just like, that was literally the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. He's completely monotone.
He's absolutely great.
Dude, the thing I liked, I think the last episode I saw was where he his husband like was having a party. Oh, no, it was his birthday. So he actually invited the guys from the precinct to the party, and they were all nervous about like trying to impress his husband and all that. And then like he tells him, he's like, these are, I love these people with everything. They're the greatest people ever. Yeah. I'm so happy to work with them. And then everybody's just like, oh, we had no idea.
He is, I'm surprised you hadn't seen it before. Because they're now on their, I think, seventh season.
Yeah, but see, again, Peacock. I wouldn't have gotten it. You would have known. If I didn't get it for free, I don't think I would have.
Because it's on Hulu. That's how I originally was introduced to it.
I hate Hulu, man. I hate, because like my whole thing is, I know that there's a what is it, ultra premium? Because there's premium, yeah. And then they have like another premium, which is so stupid. It's like,
I don't know what the ultra. I don't even know. Honestly, this is just a personal issue, but I don't know what I pay for most of the time. So I don't know what I have. All I know is that I have no ads, because that's the way I can't live life.
Yes, and that's why Netflix will always reign supreme. Netflix and HBO Go. Although HBO Go, not HBO Go, HBO Max. Now.
HBO Max. HBO Go. Yep.
Right. But so HBO Max, that Amazon kind of does it too. Like, that's why Netflix is the best. There's just zero ads on Netflix. But with the other guys, they'll have like, you know, they'll do like a preview of their own content.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it makes
Amazon
sense.
That is like huge. Yeah, Amazon. On that. It's like, yeah.
Amazon, but HBO does it too, and that's still fine because you have the option to skip.
Yeah,
it's like and it's as soon as it starts. Yeah. It's none of that bullshit of like after 3 seconds, after 5 seconds, none of that. It's just like, here's a movie, skip. Fuck you. I want to watch my thing. Yeah. But, you know, the way they do it, like HBO and Amazon, I'll actually watch previews because I'm like, you know, it's not forced upon you. Whereas like these fucking guys, it's like, even if you pay the premium thing, if you don't pay the ultra premium price, then you're still going to get ads. It's like, so why am I
didn't, I didn't know they had that tier. I just know... Because I got it very early to where there was only those two options, really.
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, it was like either you don't...
grandfathered in or something?
Yeah, so I haven't seen anything about... I didn't know they had that other tier. But each service kind of has their thing that I'm just like, I wish you were better. Like, Netflix, I like. My issue is still that whole 3-episode rule, and then you're going to ask me whether I'm still watching this. I have to turn on my controller to say yes.
Oh, you don't like that?
Other don't ask me if I'm still watching it. I am still watching it. Don't get in my life.
I have had those moments where I'm like, I'm watching it, and like, you know, you don't have to touch the controller or the remote, because it's like, it skips the credits, and it kind of, sometimes the intro is like super short, so you don't even skip that, so you just let it run through. So then after 3 episodes, it's like it's trying to make you feel depressed. Like, yes, I'm still watching, asshole.
Yeah, I am still. Ask me. Fucking judge me. I have Netflix? Nothing better to do today.
I'm paying you $17 a month or whatever it is for you to judge me.
Yeah, because yesterday I literally was one of the only days. Wait, no, the day before, Thursday, was the only day that I really did not have much going on. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm just gonna binge a show. It's already a show that I already watched before. And it's 8 episodes long, but in every episode I had to turn on my, like, I had to find where my controller was, because sometimes I switch where I'm at, like where I'm watching it. I'm either in my bed or I'm sitting here, and I'm like, now I gotta go get you. And sometimes I had to, like, I fired up my controller before it would ask me, because I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
At least it did help me keep track, like, okay, now I'm in episode 6, because you asked me whether I'm still watching this. But like Netflix has that. Other than that, like, Netflix is good. It's just losing. Obviously, it lost The Office, which was like the biggest thing, I think, to be honest, they had.
I feel like it's gonna come back. I feel like it's gonna make a comeback.
Well, the thing also great about Netflix is that they do their originals.
I love a lot of the original shit.
Because there's some of the originals are really good.
Really good. Dude, I haven't seen it in a while, but Stranger Things still, I think, is one of their best originals so far.
I've been wanting to get more and more into it. I just still have my...
I mean, that's just the first thing that came to mind when you said, like, original.
Because even they have, like, Mindhunters. That's great.
Which one? I'm sure...
Mindhunters is, like, the FBI, the one that we get into. Yeah.
That was great, too. I don't know why they only had 2 seasons. I don't think they're...
Yeah.
It's been a while. I don't think they're...
Some of these things are like, why do you guys only have a couple seasons when it's... Well, then I'm like, oh, maybe it's just me. But they also produce crap like Tiger King.
Oh, I don't even. Oh, God. That was such a smash hit for them. You know, I can't even. Good for you, but, like, you know, for them. Like, good for you, but God damn it. The only reason that was popular, and I feel like we talked about this before, like the only reason that ever got any kind of real popularity is because of the timing of its release. Yeah, it was the timing of the release.
Yeah.
Why would anyone ever really give a fuck more about this schmuck, you know, other than he should be in prison for fucking having all these tigers, I think.
Other than that,
I dropped the cap. Well, because didn't he he's in prison now. What happened?
I thought you said cap, right? You dropped the cap.
Yeah.
I thought you said cat, and I was like, drop the cat.
As we're talking about the Tiger King. He's coming back with a vengeance. Isn't that like part of the reason he's in prison, I think? It's because he got like all these fucking animals like illegally. Because he had like fucking a shit ton of tigers.
But I mean, also I think they did like drugs heavily.
Oh yeah, he did drugs and he convinced. It was meth too. It's not even like.
Yeah, it wasn't like one of the.
And he convinced people to do it and shit, and then he's fucking.
It wasn't like marijuana, which is like now kind of like openly accepted. I don't think. Especially like in movies and stuff like that, and like shows.
I don't even know. I have no clue.
But
was it though?
That's still one of the drugs. Yeah, it's like it's kind of like it's not as taboo as it used to be. It's just been like, yeah, people are doing it, and with, you know, states going through whether it's
not with meth,
not with meth. I mean, other than what, like maybe Oregon, but not a lot of people are just okay with the meth or heroin. Those are still kind of like heavy hitting drugs that people should watch out for.
Yeah, not something to take lightly.
But talking about drugs, because I did want to talk about this today. Because I really, I was waiting for it. It was, I think I saw this yesterday, even though what I'm looking at was published way before. The title of the article that I'm looking at, it says, "New measures may transform male health care in 2021, which is talking about the birth control. Introducing essentially birth control pills, gels, and vaccinations for guys in order, like a new preventative other than like, you
I'm
know,
sorry.
No, go ahead. Your initial
vaccination.
Yes.
That's the word they used.
Yes. And not to be not COVID, vaccines, but, and temporary vasectomies.
I don't know why. I'm sorry, but as soon as you said temporary, my mind went to blindness. It's like I don't know why.
You're gonna say, if they had those kind of side effects,
temporary
effects,
blindness. Yeah. No, like, thank you.
Like some have experienced temporary blindness some or deafness. Because like what? What kind of contraceptives are you guys giving us? So yeah, because
so now guys can start taking. Fucking birth control.
Yeah, essentially, like they're still, you know, hashing out the deets, but it is something that like they want to say by this year kind of it's out there, which then got me to thinking about, like, because in the initial kind of prologue of this article it talks about that the major responsibility of birth control has been put on women since it was invented in, I don't fucking know, like the 60s or, oh, it's been invented 60 years ago. What is that like? Oh, yeah, the 60s. Since then, it's been kind of their responsibility. And it's because it's easier for us to walk away. And it's kind of like our solutions those kind of like when if somebody gets pregnant are way easier than it is for them. And us, all that we've had really is like wear a condom or get a permanent vasectomy.
I'll get a vasectomy, yeah.
Well, not really permanent. Michael Scott has showed us that it's not permanent.
Several.
You know the toll that three vasectomies has?
Stiff snap.
But yeah, I was like, it got me thinking about that, obviously, about like, oh, well, that's kind of true. Like, it's always been on the woman really to either be taking pills or take care of it, as some people would say, if they don't want to have kids. Or some are like, I'm going to have kids because they don't believe in abortion. And then just the father can easily just walk out and be like, I'll catch you later. Go out for cigarettes, as they would.
To go a for liquor a carton store. Of milk. I'll be back.
Carton of milk.
I'll be back.
So yeah, and then it got me thinking about that stuff, but also got me thinking of whether I would try that.
Oof.
Pills, gels, or vaccines.
As a guy, you can just wear tidy whities, and that'll lower your sperm count to not have that issue. And then that kind of puts their whole idea out of business. So there you go. You want an easier, cheaper way of lowering your sperm count to not have kids? You wear tidy whities. Just squeeze those puppies for a little while, and then when you're ready to have kids, switch back over to boxer briefs or boxers.
They also had, I know growing up, I had heard about this, like Mountain Dew. You ever heard about this rumor about Mountain Dew lowering
your urban legend?
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I used to love Mountain Dew. Now I.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That was one of my go to.
Really? It was one of those things where I enjoyed it, but I always kind of knew it was too much, because I loved soda.
You kind of know it's green.
Yeah, it's green. And then like a couple of years after, because it wasn't always where they had like the calorie count right there on the front. And then once they started that, it was just so in your face how much more shit is in it than regular like Coca-Cola or like Pepsi and shit. Because I think like a regular thing of Coke or Pepsi is like 150, 160 calories, for example. The Mountain Dew is like over 200. It was like literally like 220 or some shit like that.
I think that's why they got rid of some of the stuff. Like, what was that? Do you remember Pepsi being like blue? Like the blue Pepsi?
Yeah, Pepsi Blue. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a limited thing though, wasn't it? Right? I remember those.
I feel like they were like just like, these aren't clear safe one. For.
Remember the clear one?
Yes, I do remember the clear
one. I don't think I ever tried it because it just looked so gross. I'm like, this isn't fucking Pepsi. This is like, it looks like they're trying to make Sprite, which they already have Sierra Mist. They already have Sierra Mist. What the hell is this clear
it
Pepsi
is, yeah,
shit?
It is already part of, which I don't know how I feel about. I don't have a problem with Sierra Mist or Pepsi, but I do feel a kind of way when I go to a restaurant and I ask for Coke and they say, is Pepsi okay? I don't have a problem with Pepsi. I'm just not okay with that question.
Yeah, like, did I ask for
Yeah.
Coke? Like, I'm asking I asked for Coke.
Yeah.
I think that's just the most, like, the easiest way to, because how else are you going to say, sorry, we don't have that, but we do have Pepsi? It's still going to rub you the same way because you're like, well, goddamn it, I asked for Coke.
Because then I've never wanted Coke more in my life.
It happens the most when you're like, oh, can I get some Dr. Pepper? They're like, we have Mr. Pibb. I don't want fucking Mr. Pibb.
Oh, that is, that's 100 times worse, I think. Because Dr. Pepper is, to me, it's not a go-to, but it's one that when I have it, I'm like,
when
oh,
you
this
want
is
it. Yeah, exactly. This is
good.
When you want it, you're like, I don't want the fucking alternative. Okay.
Yeah,
Really? Mountain Dew, though, really? How'd you get started on Mountain Dew? That was never really my thing.
I actually don't know. I think, how these things happen. Something's not available, so you grab the next thing that's on the shelf. It probably was one of those things because I grew out of it very quickly.
They have so many variations of the same thing. They're like Mountain Dew, a blue wave, and then like
they
red,
have like orange,
red.
They red and all that stuff. All and that it's shit, just like, yeah. it's too much. And even growing up, I thought Pepsi was the best, and now...
Me too.
Now it's Coke.
Yeah.
Like for me, Coke. Yeah,
I don't know what happened. Just something just kind of switched. Because Pepsi was always a little bit more.
It's sweet. It's a little sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Coke was had a little more harshness to it, I guess. I don't know. That's the only way that I can describe
it.
It
is kind of an adult beverage. Out of all the sodas.
Not what I meant.
Adult beverage.
But yeah.
Comes out strong.
I kind of had to. Mountain Dew, though. Jeez. I don't know. Every time I drink it, too much. I can taste the dew.
Because it also depends, obviously, what I'm eating. Because I'll have orange soda. for specific?
We need, yeah. I think we should become the first soda sommeliers, and we can tell people what sort of soda to match with their entree. Like, oh, yeah, just, I see you selected the porterhouse, sir. may I please suggest a classic Coca-Cola, ice cold for your enjoyment.
Say it's a little hints of bubbles in it.
The hint of the corn syrup will really accent the baked potato you've selected.
I know. I do think there should be something else for a lot of things. Like, obviously, they have for wine, they have pairings, yeah, of course, but yeah, they should. It's a wow. This episode is full of Office references. Fantastic. But when Andy it was like, if I may be so bold, I put the
oh my god
the fish to take a dip in the blue cheese.
Swim. Oh, dude, that shit was hilarious. And you know what? After he said it, I was like, huh. I never tried it. Like, but after he said it, I was like, ah. You know what? The next time I feel like I'm 9 years old and I want goldfish, I'm gonna give that a shot.
And the cheese that he brought were just terrific. It was like the Parmesan.
Oh, just the biggest bullshit. It was like the complete opposite of what it's supposed to be. It's like all the like fucking generic store-bought like nonsense.
Yeah, it's like what the charcuterie.
There was a string board, cheese, right? Not the string cheese, the one in the can.
Oh, the
cheese
the
whip.
Cheese whiz. Yeah,
cheese whiz. Cheese
yeah,
whiz.
That's what it is. Cheese whiz.
Oh my god, that shit was hilarious.
but they should be. We should have for everything. People, there should be specific people.
There should be a sommelier for everything.
Yeah. Perfect. Sweets and all that stuff.
I mean, for wine, it's obvious. I mean, wine's been around fucking forever. I mean, Jesus would bring it up. He'd be like, you guys, you know, the wine, water, that's
You think
that's
he was
five.
The original? Because he was turning water into wine. He's like, what are you having? Maybe. Okay, I'm going to turn it into this specific wine.
What could have happened was like, they were hanging out and somebody, they were like, you know, passing around drinks. And he probably was like, you know, looked over at the old sundial and was like, you know, it's... It's almost after harvest, you know. Well, why not? Let's have a little wine.
You know? Just dabble in these.
So somebody handed him a thing, and he just sort of like, I don't know, what would have happened? Does it just turn to wine, or does he like, you know, do something? Does he just like, you know, you hand it to him, and then he kind of.
I thought it was just like a wave, that he did, like there was just pinch of water, and he just.
So he was like Houdini.
Yeah.
It's like.
Fuck! What was the. Because they had an episode of like Family Guy that was like, oh, Jesus wasn't all out. He wasn't really what a lot of people say he was. And he does the little trick. He puts it behind us and he does.
Yeah. I never really got that into Family Guy. I've seen like specific episodes because people will say how funny it is.
Their earlier seasons, I don't like any of their new stuff.
Yeah, like I would try to watch it because it was on TBS. And everybody was talking. I'm like, God, this is, I don't get why it's so funny, but. Then I just started, when people would talk about it, I would just pick out the episodes that are most talked about. I'd be like, I'll watch that one. And it's like, yeah, that one is funny. Like, the one that I honestly laughed the hardest was Peter had to go to he went to the doctor. Oh, God. I started crying from laughing. I don't remember what the fuck was going on, but he went to the doctor and I think he had to get a prostate exam. So, like, the doctor, like, took his robe off. And like touched him or whatever, and he freaked out. He's like, and he just started running back to like the side of the doctor's office. He's just like freaking out and like heaving and like being really scared. And I just started crying so fucking like so hard from laughing because it was just so like it just came out of nowhere. It was so unexpected.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I wish
I can say because I haven't seen. I don't watch Family Guy like that. I've seen like the first three seasons to me were like great. So there's like the one that he goes to the chocolate or not the chocolate, but it's like the beer factory. It's a play on Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory. Right. And then he like runs home and trips. And then there's this long, like, I don't know, it was like 2 minutes of him holding, just doing that over and over again. And I could not, I don't know why it was funny to me because looking back, but I couldn't stop laughing. It was so good.
I remember exactly what you're talking about. And my thing was the first 20 seconds of it, I was like, okay, like, come on. Yeah. And then after a while, it's like, okay, now it's kind of kind of building. And after a while, it's like, all right, this is fucking funny. All right, fine. Yeah. It's funny. And then you're going to laugh. And then it's
yeah, it's like one of those things that you just have to say it or let it, like, just let simmer it for a really long time to, like
Jesus.
But yeah, that was funny. But let me get your opinion on this, whether you would try these contracepts. We went all the way around with Mountain Dew.
Oh, right. Damn, how do we get it? Oh, because of Mountain Dew. That's right.
Mountain Dew.
Man, I don't know, man. I don't think so. Well, I know that I definitely wouldn't be the first in line to try that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm pretty old school, so I think I'll just stick with the rubbers. I'll just be honest.
Oh, I thought the pull-out method.
No, that's dumb. I mean, I've done it. It's pretty dangerous, but no. I'm going to stick with the old school methods.
What do they say? It's also about, like, the excitement with that? Like, you don't know?
No, it's
it's a gamble.
That's not exciting at all. It's terrifying.
It is, yeah.
Definitely not exciting.
Because I'm pretty sure you've had, I know I have, a share of scares.
We can change the subject. We don't have that. That's locked up in a vault that will never be revealed to anyone.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about, because I feel like we're going to get, after this is like becomes normal, we're going to get like that partners where they're going to be like, oh, well, if you want to do the deed, you're going to have to start taking this. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I'm not going to even entertain it. And I'm like, okay, if you want to, you're going to start setting these kinds of rules, then we're done here.
I'm a little old school. I'm an old soul. I don't like doing any of these.
As soon as any kind of like ultimatum comes up, I'm like, I'm out. Like, don't try to give me an ultimatum for anything. You know what I mean?
Because honestly, only Siths deal in absolutes.
The what? Siths?
Siths, yeah.
Like from Star Wars?
From Star Wars, yeah. I was in episode 3 talking about that. Where, Obi-Wan, he tells him, like, Anakin's all like, you know, if you're not with me, you're my enemy. And Obi-Wan's all like, only Siths deal in absolutes. And then they get down.
I only recently started to really get into Star Wars.
Wars?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite
quotes. A lot of the references will be lost on me, unfortunately. For now. For now. I'm getting into it. So
actually, yeah, because now I'm excited that you're watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because I like to say not a lot of people watch that. So those are all references that I don't say, because I'm just like, it's going to be laughing on my own, which I don't mind, but yeah.
It loses something.
Appreciate that.
It's a little bit more fun when more people are. It's better when more involved in the joke.
Because that, or going back to what Peacock had, I don't know if they're gonna add. Well, it's ending already, but Superstore is another.
Oh, I haven't. Oh yeah, you said you liked that.
Yeah, terrific. But they're ending it after the season.
Also, Modern Family is supposed to be pretty good.
I've watched a little bit. I like the style that they film it. So that's what I take away from Modern Family.
I'll get into it, I'm sure, at some point.
But talking about Superstore, they're the first show, actually, that at least that I'm watching right now that I've seen that they're not like pretending to be in another reality. So their whole, I think this is season 6 for them. They have the mask on throughout while they're filming. So while they're like the actual show, they have the mask on. Because they work in a essential like Walmart.
So they're like keeping up with the times, basically. Yeah.
So even last year when it started, their fifth season, they started to put in those extra things, really? And they went week by week whenever they would like
Is it funny?
Social distancing. Because they do. Because then they get into, there's like one episode this season where it's a thing that has been around since we started this whole thing, where two of them are just like really relaxed with their mask. And they sometimes right. don't wear it.
Yeah.
And one of the workers there was like, they invited her to a party or whatever. And they're like, she's not going to come. And she's like, I don't feel really safe just because you guys have different practices and stuff like that, mm-hmm. Which is something that's
really funny because that's around that is here. How it started. That's yeah. How it started. I remember. Oh my god, damn it! Because I remember when it was starting and like we were still going to school, and there were already kids, not kids, but whatever, already people that were fucking like scared out of their yeah. minds, like. Mm-hmm. It hadn't even reached us yet. We were only hearing about what was going on in like Europe and Asia, and or I don't know whether it was here or not yet, but whatever. But they were like, there's these big like freakouts, and like one person was just like, "Don't fucking touch me!" I was like, "Calm the fuck down. What the hell is wrong with you?" He really went out of his fucking mind, and then haven't seen him since. So
you're like your neighbors.
Exactly.
It's just, yeah, it's, that's why I thought it was funny because they actually integrated that kind of stuff into it.
Yeah. Because I haven't really seen, there was one movie that came out recently with Anne Hathaway, but I didn't really get into it. I think it's on HBO as well, but like they're wearing masks in there too.
I'm excited to see what HBO Max has to, with them coming out with all their great content.
Yeah. I love HBO. It's fucking awesome. And yeah, but, you know what fucking made it onto HBO, which is crazy? Hot Ones. You watch that?
No, but that's the wing thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen that on YouTube.
Yeah, and they made it to fucking HBO Max. That shit is crazy. I was like, cuz I'm scrolling through the the new stuff like just added. Mm-hmm. And then they have Hot Ones is on there, so you can sit there and like watch all the fucking interviews and bro, I can't. That's so sick. I can't even imagine how much it probably offered to do that. It's like huge weight off your shoulders because now HBO is just doing all the production shit, and now they just have to keep doing what they were doing already.
Yeah, that's actually that's now that I sick, think about it, because I was like, oh, it's such a small concept kind of thing, but the stars really that they've had on there,
they have everybody on there.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it didn't get picked up sooner. Actually,
oh, I don't know about.
Because they've had almost everybody on there.
Yeah.
And not from like only one genre of entertainment, but like.
Yeah, everything. Even everything. The rappers that don't matter, that make absolute dog shit, have no business making music whatsoever. They even have them on there. Because I'll be like scrolling through the options on YouTube and I'm like, oh, like here's Terry Crews or like here's fucking. Yeah. I think has Snoop done an episode? Somebody.
I can't remember because I know I watched one with like. On there. Like some of the red, like Chris Jericho has been on there.
I haven't seen that one. The Undertaker did one because he had a tour. Yeah, he had a book that came out or whatever. Everybody's on McConaughey, fucking
Kevin Hart has been on there.
Kevin Hart, everybody, yeah. Fucking comedians. Tom Segura has been on there. Joey Diaz is on that shit. That fucking shit.
Haven't seen that one. I gotta see that one. He's hilarious,
bro. He starts fucking sweating. He's like, he's about to spark up. It's so funny because he's like, "Can we smoke in here?" And they're like, everybody's like, "Oh no!" They're like, everybody's freaked because they're in New York, so it's not like you can't just do it willy nilly.
Oh, you can.
And
just,
they're inside,
yeah.
And they're in the studio. So he's like, oh, God, I got to fire up a joint. Some shit like that. He said something like that. And they're calling like, oh, my God, no. He's like, oh, Natalie, is it all right? And she's like, she's off camera, so you can't really tell. So she's just like, probably like, no, don't do it. And he's like, oh, I can't find my lighter. You're lucky. And then he's like, oh, thank God. And then he like pulls out a big-ass thing of like blue cheese and he puts it on the table. Dude, he's fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's his.
That's his thing, yeah, the blue cheese. Yeah. He's like, blue cheese with chicken wings or go fuck your mother. Some shit like that.
Ah, damn, I like him, but I have to disagree with that ranch.
That guy, no, he's absolutely. And you know what? I'm glad he exists even more because of that, you know? Because all it is, it's everybody. I'm like the only one that I know that likes blue cheese.
Oh, that likes blue cheese?
Like with chicken wings because that's the way that it's intended by God. Buffalo wings are meant to be enjoyed with blue cheese, not ranch.
The ranch thing, it came later. That's how he like he had a memo that was just like, this is it, and somebody fucked up.
somebody somewhere fucked it up. Somebody thought it would be
like
a good
ranch
idea.
They were like, I actually like ranch.
So add salad dressing to this shit. That's not what it's for. Damn, now I'm probably going to order chicken wings after this now.
Great.
With a tub of blue cheese. And with extra blue cheese, motherfucker.
And I'm supposed to be good and not eat. I actually ordered, I'm starting this... Hello Fresh thing.
Oh, you started that?
Oh. Yeah, I'm starting. Monday is my first order. Because I do enjoy cooking, right? but No, those are, they give you the ingredients and the recipe, and then you just put it together.
Nice.
But I do get confused in the, because I know how to make only certain things. So I go to the grocery store for only those things. And I'm like, I got to
buy the same shit over and over.
Yeah. So I'm like, I got to expand my, and I've used some of the recipes too. So I'm like at the grocery store, just like, I got to get this. And then sometimes I don't know what things are. Like the first time I heard of like, what is it? Shallots, which is just onions. Shallots?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, they're awesome.
20 minutes. Going around that damn like little produce area, and I was like, none of these are called that. And I was like, what is this? And then I was like, I finally like Googled it. What is? I'm like, it's just onion. Why didn't you say that?
Well, it's a ricotta onion, baby. Come on now.
So yeah,
dude, I'm gonna send you some shit. No homo. I'm gonna send you some shit. I'm gonna send you some of these recipes. You can try it out. That's not a lot. There's like two of them have shallots in it. Now that you know what it is, there's one. There's like this,
yeah, because I don't like them like that. Because I really don't. I hate onions just in general. But the flavor that they give food, you don't really find anything else.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for. Because I've had.
Yeah, you were like, I knew where you were going because I've said that before to people, and they're like, no. I'm like, let me finish.
Yes. Thank you for finishing. Because I've had this conversation with one person, and it, bro. She pretends she doesn't like, and she's like, I don't like onions and blah, 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 and all this shit. And I'm just like, bro, you're so full of shit. Everything, almost everything you eat has onions in it. And this motherfucker tries to pretend to be allergic to them. I'm like, well, what happens?
No, not a lot of people are actually.
Yeah, no, because it's bullshit. And it's like, yeah, everything you fucking eat has onions in it. And now you, for whatever reason, you want to pretend to be allergic to. I don't know. I don't know why that came up, but whatever. Stop bullshitting. Onions are awesome. But I'm going to send you some shit, man. I'm going to send you some recipes so that you don't keep cooking the same shit. And it's pretty healthy, too.
This is supposed to be keeping me, or at least like having me try other things. And I use like some promo code, too, as well. So I was like, perfect timing.
I was thinking about getting into that. So I'm going to ask you about that, how that's going. But I've actually gone another route. I've been cutting calories. So
they have the selective plan, and that's what just so that the audience knows, we're Jordy, who has been on the podcast a couple of times, him and I are starting this like fitness kind of thing, more of a kind of a lifestyle, as I always like to call it. But my goal with this is to lose weight, because California did nothing good for my weight, just because I was around stuff that I wanted to eat. I there's a lot of food that I like, and all of them are like carb heavy.
Nothing good is ever fucking nothing that is so fucking delicious is ever going to be healthy for you. But no. There's good shit, but like there's nothing decadent that's going to be like.
Yeah, that's like, you know, it's also healthy for you. But
by the way, it's not that bad for your waistline. that's not a thing.
They have plans like that. So I chose the one that has like, it's like calorie friendly or something like that. So most of the meals are anywhere from like 600 to like 800, not past like 1,000, I think is the most or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that you're able to obviously like, watch your calories, your intake, but still be kind of like, so they're more high on protein than anything.
So you're, which is what I'm supposed to be eating anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing. Yeah. I've been just really cutting a lot. Carbs, so it's rough nights. It's really nights that are the most rough, because you're kind of like tired but not really sleepy yet, so you're kind of just sitting, like, at least I am, like I would just be laying there like kind of hungry and like, fuck, I want to eat but I can't do it. And then it feels great when you don't do it the next day. I mean, I feel pretty good. I'm like, oh shit, didn't do it. And then I fucking head over to Runyon, go on a little hike.
I was about to fire up a bowl of cereal the other day, because I was at that point right there.
I don't know.
Where I'm just like,
I didn't know where you were going with that. I was about to fire up a bowl of cereal. Oh, speaking of cereal, we're plugging way too much shit that's not a sponsor. But
that's not a sponsor. Hit your boys up if you hear these sponsors.
For real, bro. Listen, I'm about to plug this Magic Spoon, which is fantastic.
I have heard about them. And it's good. No, I want to try it.
It's expensive. It's a little bit more expensive than a regular box of cereal, of course. It pretty much, I think, adds up to like $10 a box. But they are good. I'll go get one. Pull one up right now. Here, play a little elevator music. I'll get you the. I'll get a box. 2 seconds.
I have heard. There's a lot of podcasts that actually do it. Did they do the ads for magic spoon, and supposed to be obviously low on sugar, right, but have like so grains and all that stuff.
I didn't hear anything you were saying. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. This is more for the people. Let me see what's going on.
So, in case it's supposed to be like, I'm a lying whore.
Low on sugar, right? Yeah, there it is.
Zero sugar. And it tastes really fucking good. I was really surprised. So it's grain-free cereal.
The Cocoa Puffs version?
This is the cocoa one. It does very taste chocolatey. It's pretty good. So you get 0 grams of sugar and only 3 net carbs per serving and 11 grams of protein. But their clever trick here is they put it in dark colors here, right underneath where the protein is. So you really got to find it. And it says, not a low-calorie food. Motherfuckers. Like, I ordered this shit, I'm all excited, and then I get it. It comes because you can order the variety pack, which comes with 4, and it's like $40. And
what's it called? That's hilarious that they put it essentially the same color.
They made it just a little bit darker, because they're like, yeah, nobody's going to pay attention to this. But it's really fucking good. So, what's it called? It's not made with grain or anything. It's made with this shit called... I'll tell you right now. Oh, milk blend protein. So milk protein blend, which, you know, fuck it. It's pretty good. I mean, I like it. And so Magic Spoon, if you'd like to be a sponsor, we like your product. Thanks very much.
That is up. We love
cereal. So I got this one. I'll have this, like, I'll just do like half a bowl. And then I'll try to like really not go any further than that. Because it tastes really good. It tastes almost like Cocoa Puffs.
It's tough not to do like multiple, like two bowls of cereal.
Because honestly, so what I've been doing basically is chicken breast and rice and broccoli. And like that's my thing.
The kind of the standard. Because I feel like that's always like the standard that they tell you, oh, you want to go this route.
Yeah, low fucking, low fat, high protein, low fat. There's carbs, but I've been cutting back as much. More and more every day I cut back on the rice because I want to get that out. But, you know, you got to have something, especially since I'm doing hiking and cardio and shit. I got to get something in there. Yeah. And it's always worked out for me. So for me personally, for my body type and genetics and all that nonsense, for me it works because I have been, you know, losing weight and kind of toning a little bit, but obviously it takes a little bit more time, and the fucking gym opening would also help, you know, so you can really target what you're trying to
fucking because I don't know what I would have done. I mean, I'm gonna talk more about it when we do our series, but yeah, it's once the gym opened up here, which was 3 months after the lockdown, the initial lockdown.
Thank you.
I was sprinting. Rub it towards in. The I was so happy, and that was the issue also too with like being in California and like asking to stay more time. I was like, it's really hurting my overall health, because it's not only I use it for mental. That's the way I self-care, is going to the gym, and instead of hitting people or taking my anger out on people, you do it on the weights. You're too exhausted to then think about it later on. I was like, I gotta get back here and go to the, and thankfully here they stay consistently open. All they do is, you know, ask you to wear a mask the entire time other than being on the cardio machines, because if not, you're gonna suffocate.
When you're so like when you're on the free weights, you got to keep your mask on
on the I'm talking about just the gym, not like the entire state.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying in the gym, like when you're doing free weights, you have to have your mask
free
on?
Weights. I thought you said the freeway. I was like, I was like, no, you can take off. If you're in your car, you can take off your mask. I don't know. That's your Uber. Jesus. Yes.
One of these people that keeps the mask on in there.
Oh, which is tough, because yesterday I was working. It was legs. So that's the day that I even more run out of, like, I'm doing like deadlifts. So I'm just like tired. I have to like just inch my mask just a little bit out, because I'm like, I'm going to suffocate in this thing.
Take a breath.
But you power through. I rather have a gym open and wear the mask and not have anything open.
Yeah, I mean the freaking gym that's literally down the street from me is closed. But fuck, if I could just wear my mask and go in there, that'd be fucking down.
Is it on the street where
it's on the street? It is on. Well, it's like the plaza right next to it, but there's an entrance for it, like on the street. You probably just can't see it.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it. But I know exactly what you're talking about now.
It's an LA Fitness, and it's right fucking there, very closed. Well, we got to remember to at these companies get some sponsorship. Yeah, yeah. Fucking Magic
Spoon. You're going to see a lot of
healthy what? What was it?
HelloFresh. Oh, Hello my God. Fresh. I always forget what thing that is, but HelloFresh. So we'll be hitting you up. All right.
Oh, they can't see me wink. You got to do the wink. They can't see me wink. Yeah.
I felt horrible about Magic doing that. I apologize. But yeah, you know, we'll be back Fiji next too. Week. and Fiji water, all these things.
That would just be it. If we could just get Fiji, then we're set. We're
good. Oh, we'd be great. Then I would buy cases of Fiji and just have them, here in the background.
Keep them here in the background, I have big posters of it. I'll just drink it all the time. It's fucking great.
I will tear all this thing up. And just put Fiji.
I'll sell out for Fiji. Sure.
But yeah. Also, Thinking Out Loud comes out every Wednesday. David and Nick, they have some interesting thoughts, to say the least. We also have the RGG games, where you really primarily hear me or hear my TV, depending what kind of day it is. Stream both on Destiny and Call of Duty for right now, but. David actually hit me up, Latin, go follow him. That's LATIN, 3 underscores.
3 of them.
He wants to be different. About man. Mortal Kombat, maybe getting some fighting games, maybe Super Smash Brothers. So we might be streaming some of those stuff.
He doesn't want it.
I know.
Hey. No.
If
you want to get crushed, I can go ahead and get that game for you.
Yeah. You can get whenever. RGG's ready.
If you really want to get your feelings hurt. Well.
And we also have other stuff that we're working on, but not ready. We obviously want to make it pristine for you. But yeah, follow us on Twitter, The RGG Show. We're still at The RGG Show. We change our name sometimes.
And if there's anything you want to hear us talk about, just leave it in the comments.
Yeah, tell us what this works for you. Maybe some other stuff you want to hear us. I mean, if you want us to start our own soda tasting on the show, I mean, fuck, I will.
Oh, by the way, we need to patent that idea. That was our idea here first. Yep. So
we will use residuals. This in court. This recording will use this.
Anytime anyone uses the idea.